Chapter 3. Charlotte and Tom Kramer did not agree on the decision to give Jenny the treatment. Charlotte won that fight. The medical community is still learning about the formation and retention of memory. Studies have been on the rise and new research surfaces regularly. Our brains have long-term memory, short-term memory. The process for storing memories and of locating and retrieving memories from the places where they are stored, which scientists now believe to be vast. Consider that for decades, neuroscientists believe that memories were stored in the synapses that connect our brain cells and not in the brain cells or neurons themselves. Now they have disproved this and believe it's the neurons that hold our history. We have also discovered that memories are not static. In fact, they change every single time we pull them from storage. The treatment used to induce limited anterograde amnesia of traumatic events was found through a series of trials on both animals and humans over many years and in many variations. It starts with morphine. As early as the 1950s, doctors noticed a reduction in PTSD from the early administration of morphine in high doses. The findings were inadvertent. The morphine had been administered to children who were victims of burning following a fire purely for the intention of pain relief. Those who received the higher doses immediately after the fire had noticeably reduced symptoms of PTSD than the children who received less or no morphine. In 2010, a formal paper was written confirming the benefits of morphine for children suffering from burns. Morphine, along with other drugs, has been used for years to treat soldiers in the field, and researchers correlating records of trauma, morphine, and PTSD have found that high doses administered immediately after a trauma can significantly reduce PTSD in wounded men and women. This is why. Every waking moment, we have experiences. We see, feel, and